are rallying because they want unity. They want the two factions that divide their governments, Fatah and Hamas, to come together. The people believe that they will never be able to effectively fight the occupation by Israel if their own people are divided. And so what you see today are really probably, I would guess, the largest demonstration in Gaza's history. Truly masses of people, and these are families, little children and women, people of all ages, who have come out in the street and said, we want unity in our government. We want the two parties to come together and put aside the media wars and put each other in prison. We want that all to stop so we can have one government that represents the people. Earlier in the day, I think it's lighter now, but earlier in the day, they pretty much shut down every street in Gaza City, in the central downtown Gaza City. Masses of people. My only concern as an observer, if I compare this to what was going on in Egypt, in Cairo, for instance, the people in Egypt, the people in Tunisia had a very clear, simple demand. They wanted their leader, the top leader, Mubarak, in terms of Egypt, to just step down. They were saying, we will not leave unless he resigns. What you have here is not a very, they don't really have simple demands. They haven't really thought that through. Everybody's saying we want unity. We're tired of the division. But they're not articulating what that means. What action do they want from the people? What action do they want from the government today before they leave? And that's not clear. They're just saying they want the two parties to get along, but they're not saying specifically, for instance, that somebody should leave office. I know it's what they want, but they're not being very clear about what exactly, what kind of action do they have to see happen right now. So my concern is that this will be a great demonstration and will express the desire of the people, but won't result in any specific action at this time.